Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 6:10. This part of the show is brought to you by California's Great America. I'm looking at the rundown today. There is so much good stuff on here. First of all, we have a special announcement. Something kind of cool. We'll get to this at about 7:30. It's kind of a big deal. It's interesting.
I never thought it was going to happen.
And so 7:30 or so, we'll let you know about that. At about 8:30, we're going to have pink tickets. And it looks like, is this a 9:35 UZ?
It sure does, Sarah.
Oh, right, because we've got the thing. I get it.
Yeah.
So we have Friday tickets to Napa's Sodally Told Out Bottle Rock.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's nice. That's Muse Night. So this is your chance to win into the Jam Cellar's Jam Pad with Jane at Bottle Rock. So you get special passes plus tickets to the show, surprise guests, elevated viewing of the main stage. And the winning is throughout the day, 9, noon, 3, and 5 on the 5:30, on the 30s. So, because we have our 12K a day, so we're switching that up a little. You have to be over 21 to win this one. So, lots of great stuff happening today here at The Alice. California's Great America, get your 2018 gold season pass now only at cagreatamerica.com. But hurry, the price goes up on May 29th. So this was on the top of my pile this morning. I thought, what the hell? We're going to listen to this. I want to hear what this guy has to say. DJ Khaled, I don't know too much about him. I would not say that I'm like a fan or someone who knows a lot of his music. But you see him from time to time. And I've seen him like in a lot of interview situations. And this guy had a kid. Go ahead.
He was on that show with P. Diddy and Meghan Trainor.
Oh, right.
The what one happened that, to that? I've never heard anything about that.
Well, one of the record exec got Me Too'd, and the whole thing quietly went away.
Yeah.
And then Fergie, that whole thing with her at the basketball game, right? Didn't she mess up the anthem?
Oh, that wasn't good PR for them
either.
No.
I don't know which thing sort of undid them, but that was the quietest
departure.
Right.
Maybe it's still on. We just haven't
heard
about it.
No, it's not. But they didn't even, I don't remember them even saying who won.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it just kind of.
Well, even before, like, the S started to really hit the fan on that show, you had watched a little of it and were saying that.
It's awful.
Diddy is just a nightmare.
Yeah, I didn't, I'm not a fan.
So, anyway, DJ Khaled was on that.
Yes.
Okay, so he's one of the... Was he able to get a word in edgewise around Kanye?
He was, but...
P. Diddy.
P. Diddy. Sorry.
But I just really... That show, I came off of it going, that's gross.
No. That is no The Voice.
Now, I'm sure there are people who love all that ego crap that P. Diddy was putting out there.
Are there?
I'm sure. Absolutely.
Other
you don't
ego
think
people, that, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Well, look at all the people who love this stuff. All the selfies, all the self-important people who can't stop. Like, the guy was just, you're going to... Anyway.
Well, he's Diddy the whole time. He's clearly living in a world where he's the king of everything. That is what DJ Khaled is as well, or so it seems from these comments. He is the king. He has some pretty, I would say, antiquated views of what a relationship between a man and a woman should be. The other weird thing about DJ Khaled... That, like, look, everybody loves their kids. There's no question. Like, if you, I just feel like some people get it, and you can't just talk about your kid constantly because every, you know, kids are kids. Everybody has kids.
Right.
Like, you just, you know, you have to sort of rein yourself in, unless you're DJ Khaled, and then you know, everyone, I guess, is telling you how great your kid is all the time. Because he has that baby. If that kid's a year old, I'd be surprised. Every single time I see DJ Khaled now, he's got that kid, and he reels it out in, like, a golden stroller, and I think the kid's name is Your Majesty or something. I mean, it's some, like, crazy.
I know what his name is.
Like, he's going to, you know, this guy assumes that this child who's a baby is going to be a prodigy, and he just talks about him and shows him off. He wears him like a lap dog. You know how some people
exactly.
carry around a chihuahua?
Like a little, or a prize purse, something
right.
like that.
Yeah, this is my Fendi purse baby. So I already think, okay, this guy's a little bit out of touch with reality and what people, how actual people behave. But this is an old interview. It's about, let's see, about 3 years old. And for some reason, it resurfaced and went viral this weekend. I mean, maybe because of that hashtag Me Too, or just sort of started to blossom out. But it's taking a little heat for it. Do you want to just play it, or does it need a bit of a setup? Or
yeah, they ask him a question, and the question is, how often do you visit Australia? Right?
Okay, all right. So he's all, no, I never do that. Do you have these other... Wonderful.
I don't. That's pretty much
okay.
all I have.
All right. Well, let me just continue in the voice of DJ Khaled. I believe a woman should praise the man, the king. If you're holding it down for your woman, I feel like the woman should praise.
Know what I'm saying?
Know what I'm saying?
Don't forget. The
man should praise the queen, but my way of praising is called, how was dinner? You like the house you're living in? You like all the clothes you're getting? I'm taking care of your family. I'm taking care of my family, putting in the work. He said he never does Australia because there's different rules for men. She, by the way, is not allowed to say no to Charming the Snake. He would not be cool with that. So I guess because this thing for some reason resurfaced and is getting played everywhere, like all these celebrities are reacting to it, The Rock tweeted... As a man, I take great pride in mastering all performances. This is probably a little TMI. Smash Mouth emerged.
Smash Mouth?
To say, a king who doesn't is no king at all. At all? Evan Rachel Wood, who we know for several reasons, she used to date Marilyn Manson. She
peaked right there.
Yeah. She's currently starring on Westworld. She's like the main robot lady. She said, you're seriously missing out, man. Take it from someone who has pride and thoroughly enjoys pleasuring women. You should grow up. DJ Khaled hasn't directly responded, but he did post several photos of his family over the weekend, calling them his motivation and inspiration, and saying his wife is his best friend. Just funny to hear.
Well, they've been together, I don't know, 12 years.
Oh, have
like
they?
That. Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, know what I'm saying?
Know what I'm saying?
Keep that one, Bryn.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, boy, there's a lot of those. You like the house you're living in? You like the clothes you're getting?
Well, listen.
Yes, king.
As
yes,
gross king. As that sounds, there's someone who will take that deal.
Yeah.
Oh, and she's
absolutely.
Been there for 12 years.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... There it is.
Yeah.
That's that guy's deal. I've heard other people say the exact same thing. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I go to work and make all the money, and you do all... Who's that guy? Steve Harvey says the same kind of crap. Not that I don't Australia. I don't know any of his practices where that's concerned, but he's like,
well, he has a good sense to not tell
I
us.
Don't lift a finger in the house, and I do work and I'll make all the money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's that guy's deal. And I imagine if you're going to be with him, you've discussed this with
sure.
him and said
and discuss staffing on the house.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's
whatever.
Yeah.
He's making all the money.
Oh. You're right, Vinny. Someone's going to take that deal. For
yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
She has. It's been 12 years and they have a baby.
I would consider the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not with him, but some hot chick.
And I believe.
Wants to, you know, have me service her all the time.
But then she doesn't service you.
But I don't have to go to work.
You don't have to go to work, but you also don't get your snake charmed.
But I mean, we do it, right? What do you mean,
Yeah, I guess so. I mean,
do we do it?
She's in charge, but you don't.
Whenever
we
she
do it
wants
when
to
she
do
wants
it.
To, but she doesn't do
so,
that.
Like once a month.
Yeah, once. You do it once a month, and then but also
you don't get that part of the stuff.
She so doesn't, she doesn't do that. She's the queen. She doesn't lower herself to that.
I think Khaled's doing it more than once a month.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he bangs whenever he wants to, but he doesn't do that to the
yes.
lady. He's the king, though.
It's not
so
once
now,
a
if,
month. Tell
listen,
Vinny twice
hold on,
a week.
Though. If you're the king, you can dictate that. If you're the queen and you only want it once a month,
that's how often
if you're the queen,
your royal subject is getting it.
You ask your maid to do it, right?
The hands tate. What's it?
The handmaid.
The handmaid, whatever.
Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, God. That show. Oh, my God.
You love it.
It's so good, but so awful. That show. Oh, my God.
I started Jessica Jones. What is her deal?
She's a drunk.
She's a drunk.
Yeah.
Is that?
Wait. None of the stuff that's happening is even happening?
Oh, no.
No, it's happening.
But so is she a superhero mm-hmm. or what?
Yeah,
what is she?
She has like special. You'll see. You just have to keep going with the episodes. I love Jessica Jones. Actually.
You did?
I really. Are you starting the first season of it?
Yeah, but I cannot figure out what her deal is.
She's just a hot chick who's drunk all the time.
Well, when you see
what's her superpower?
Strength.
She's super strength.
Super strong. She can jump.
She's stronger than Mike Coulter.
He plays what? Bulletproof. What's this guy's name? Mike Coulter plays a dude whose skin can't be penetrated.
You know what? I should have never said this.
Yeah,
I don't.
Why?
It's because it's a bad show. I don't get it.
Oh, Luke Cage. That's right. You know what I do love is The Punisher. We only have 2 episodes left. I can't believe how much I love that show.
It's good.
I'm really into it, and I love the guy who's playing the Punisher. He was on the first and second season, Walking Dead.
Yeah.
He played Shane on there. I find him to be magnificent. I really like him.
Jessica Jones is dark because the bad guy in it controls your mind.
Yeah, I've seen some of like he's in the show now. I've gotten that far, but I still can't figure her out.
You know what? That reminds me. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit here because...
Well, real quickly, before you skip ahead...
No, but it's about the bad guy. David Tennant is that guy's name. He's the mind controller guy.
I just want to say, you'll understand why Jessica Jones is so bitter when you find out what that purple guy did to her family.
So... There's a movie that just barely scraped into the top 10 this weekend, and it's called Bad Samaritan.
Oh, yeah.
1.75 million is what it made. Barely got into the top 10.
How many Persian carpets did it get?
I didn't see it. I don't like those kind of movies.
But this guy, David Tennant, is in that movie, and he plays the bad guy. What's the guy's name on Jessica Jones?
The Purple Man.
Yeah, but what's his name?
Oh, you want his actual name?
Yeah, no, the character name. His name is like Murashi or something like that.
Oh, why can't I think of it?
Kenardi. Anyway,
Kilgrave.
Kilgrave, that's thank
it.
You. So that guy is in this movie.
Here's Murashi.
Whatever. No. Whatever. This movie, I never got to it on Friday, surprise, because we never get to anything. This Bad Samaritan, here's the synopsis. This guy is a parking valet who gets sucked into a cat and mouse game with a killer. He uses the GPS, he's a parking valet. He takes the guy's car, uses the GPS to drive to the guy's house to rob it. He gets into the house, and he finds a girl in chains who's been tortured and is begging him for help. So he's a terrible person. I mean, he's about to rob this house, but now he's got this moral dilemma.
Yeah, but
a girl
you could be
there.
A thief. That doesn't make you a violent criminal. So maybe he's got some kind of conscience and lets
her
free.
Well, he must, right? Because obviously there's
I'm
a whole movie to have
I'm letting her free if I'm
here.
In that situation.
So Carrie Condon from Breaking Bad is the victim. And the killer, the guy whose car the guy steals, is David Tennant. And then Robert Sheehan is some Irish actor who's the main. He's the parking valet. But anyway, that made it into the top 10. So that got a wide release. But I actually thought that it was a pretty... I hadn't heard anything about that movie until I saw the synopsis on Friday. I went, oh, that sounds like a movie I'd be into.
Yeah, it sounds creepy.
Bad Samaritan. The rest of the movie box office goes like this. Number 10 is Bad Samaritan. Super Troopers 2 is number 9. Truth or Dare, number 8. Black Panther has now made... $693 million in 12 weeks in North America. Made another $3.1 million. Something. Oh, Tully. That's the one you guys reviewed. That's
correct.
It should have been called The Night Nanny. Mm. That was sixth place. It made $3.2
million. Oh,
Rampage was number 9. I Feel Pretty was number 4. That's the Amy Schumer movie. That has been out 3 weeks, and it's almost $40 million.
All right.
A Quiet Place was number 3. That's been out 5 weeks. $159 million is what it's made so far. Overboard, which is, I believe, the remake of a...
Goldie
Hawn, Kurt Russell movie.
Right.
Where so the guy loses his memory. I can't remember who lost their memory, but they convince them that they're married.
In the original one, she falls off her yacht.
Okay.
In this one, it's the dude. It's Anna Faris.
Right.
Bless you.
Anna Faris and they don't say who the guy.
Eugenio
Derbez. Right. He's some like
Mexican actor. Yeah.
Mexico's finest.
So that was number two. That made $14 million. And Avengers: Infinity War, surprise, made another $112 million. It's made $450 million in 2 weeks.
What place was it in?
First place.
First place.
And actually, they're saying it's the second biggest second weekend of all time, behind Star Wars: The Force Awakens. It also crossed the $1 billion mark worldwide faster than any movie ever has. So. That movie's doing just fine. And I'm out of time, unfortunately. Vincent, what is coming up in the news?
I have a couple stories about California right after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 6:35 on Monday morning. Coming up at 7 o'clock, your first chance at $1,000. This part of the show is brought to you by Dell. 12K a day is back for the next few weeks. 12 hours a day starting at 7 in the morning. We are going to have a code word for you to text in to the text line, and you'll have an hour to put it in there, and you could win $1,000 with it. So try to win your money, man. Starting at 7 o'clock, we'll have your first code word. During Small Business Month, Dell is offering up to 40% off select PCs with 8th generation Intel Core processors. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with a small business technology advisor today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website has all the info you need.
Fantastic.
Here's what's happening. I'm going to read a couple quick texts before we get started. 408 says, that's the problem with that statement. This is about Khaled not visiting Australia, but expects it anytime he wants it.
Right. I hear you.
That's a problem I have with that statement. What do you mean she can't say no? She has every right to not do that, just as you do. That's 408. I think Khaled, though, probably feels like he will trade her in as soon as she starts saying no, right? Isn't that the point?
Yes.
I think he's saying...
Yeah, that's his world.
My partner will do that.
You and by can partner, either be I that... mean my royal subject.
Right.
Partner is kind of a broad statement.
831 says, DJ Khaled's wife looks like a man. You don't have to be mean.
Don't.
She's already has to do that anytime he asks. Now you're...
He's
you're
not attractive either.
He's not.
No.
And then 650 says, I heard that the four is being renewed.
I have it right here. Yuzi just handed
Shocking.
It to me. Unbelievably, it's been renewed for season two. They're blathering on about how great the show is.
It's a stupid, horrible show. Trust me.
Yeah. 2-hour season one finale is this Thursday at 8 o'clock on Fox.
I didn't mind the performances. I couldn't stand the judges.
Yeah. Charlie Walk is the guy who abruptly left the show following the allegations of sexual conduct.
He's said, not back.
No, and he said, I will not be there for the finale either. They're sort of calling Republic Records the fourth of the four, which is, you know, he was an exec from there. So I guess maybe they've got someone else subbing in.
Okay.
They're still calling it the four. I guess maybe Fergie's the fourth. I don't know. But they're all, it's happening and it's been renewed. So congratulations.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Here's something coming up this week that you may want to take a look at. Decision 2018, as this will be your chance to meet the California gubernatorial debate candidates. The debate happens on Tuesday night from 6:30 to 8 on NBC Bay Area.
All right.
So, and California has become... Let me see here. California's economy is once again the world's fifth largest after it surpassed the UK.
Incredible.
So it's the United States, China, Japan, Germany, California.
You know, the fact that obviously we're part of the U.S. economy. Mm-hmm. I wonder what that would do to the U.S.'s numbers if the fifth largest economy in the world, which is California, was not included as part of it. Like, California gets a bad rap from a lot of people not in California.
Right.
It pisses me off, actually, when I hear
me off too.
People talking about it. I'm like, yeah, we're subsidizing half the states.
That'll only hurt the people in California.
Hey, screw you. I know. Screw you. It's so angering. It just makes me shake my head. It makes me want to just, like, we should just secede. Okay, great. Have fun without us. You can buy our goods.
We got Silicon Valley tech. Mm. We got Hollywood, the entertainment industry, and we also got agriculture.
Yeah, we feed everyone. We feed you, entertain you, and keep you connected. You're welcome.
They're also calling real estate big business here, financial services. And there's a whole list of stuff, but there it is. As we are the world's fifth largest economy, it's pretty important who we choose to run things around here.
It is.
And the chance to meet the people running for governor is coming up Tuesday night. Again, that's at 6 o'clock?
You going to watch that?
6:30.
Yeah.
6:30 to 8, yeah.
I'll be interested to see how Gavin does. He's such a politician. His heart is in the right place, but
well,
he
they've
is
got,
smarmy.
They got a big
I
problem.
I love that guy.
Stop saying that.
He is, though. The slick back hair is like, stop it.
People
would you
want
still call him that if it wasn't that hairstyle?
The hairdo?
Yeah. Does that throw you off?
You know, it's the hair is a big part of it, but he's just, you know, he's a politician.
But like Vinny keeps saying, and I believe it as well, is that his heart is in it.
Yeah.
He was made for this kind of stuff.
I 100% believe he's in it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
I absolutely love Gavin Newsom. I'm put off. I wish that he wasn't so like that politician thing, which I so dislike in people. But him as a person, he's absolutely
the right guy. Let me ask you a question. If he had a giant bald spot on the back of his head, would you like him a lot more?
I would.
You'd like him more if he had a bad hairdo.
Yeah.
His hairdo would just start falling out.
Yes.
And he was flawed in some seriously visible way, you'd be like, nah, he's like 10% more likable now.
Yes. Well, he'd be more relatable. He's almost too good looking.
He's handsome.
He's very handsome.
He's gorgeous.
The problem
I wouldn't
want to
run my fingers through his hair or anything.
I don't mind.
The problem they have on their hands is our homeless problem is unsolvable. And maybe I'm being negative, but I don't see
how you solve it either.
It's enormous.
And it's tragic.
And there's a huge article in the Chronicle. Well, it's on the Chronicle's website this morning about a homeless guy who's like, I've been homeless since 85. If you offer me, he even says, I want a good landlord and $400 rent. I'll move back into a place. Otherwise, I'm an American, and it's my right to live wherever I want. And you read that, and you just go, $400 a month? Where?
Yeah, okay. Well, you could, I guess, move to Des Moines. Maybe there's
$400
a month there.
It's never going to happen here.
Yeah.
What do we do? Do we put up a skyscraper with, you know, I don't know,
That would be the most dangerous place on earth. You know, you can't put a bunch of people who don't have the wherewithal to, for whatever reason, to work for a living and put a life together into one stacked tower. That's like, it's a beehive of people who are going to be thieving from each other I agree, people need to be housed, but when you give people things and say, oh, it's just a place to store their junk. It means nothing to them.
So we'll see how they all address this problem. I'm sure addressing it the way I just did, which is there's no way to solve it, is not going to sell at the polls.
Well, it is a non-address, although I 100% agree with you. I don't know how you solve this. I mean, short of like rewiring people to care about it. I mean, themselves.
Right.
You know?
No, I mean, that's...
This is a guy who's lived on the street since 1985, and he's like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm an American. This is where I live. That's to me, that's just tragic. I feel like, oh, well, you get this one life and you should, you know, do everything you can to make it. But some people have given
up.
Well,
they keep saying, the candidates keep saying you have to start from the mental health issues.
Well, some of it is mental health.
And then work your way to homeless issues.
Sure.
We have a lot of problems.
Tuesday night, 6:30.
All right.
if you care.
Take notes for me, Vin.
Please do, Vinny. Please. That is something I will not be watching.
What does he call himself of the Bay Area? The reporter of the Bay Area?
Yeah, the Bay Area's lead reporter. Head reporter. Biggest reporter.
A man was mauled to death by a bear in eastern India after he tried to approach an animal to snap a photo. He wanted a selfie with a bear.
I didn't even know they had bears in India. Doesn't seem like bear territory, but what do I know?
I guess they're saying a group of friends were on their way back from a wedding last Wednesday when they pulled over for a roadside bathroom break.
Oh.
That's when this dude spotted an injured bear in the forest.
Oh, God. Injured too.
They say that he approached the bear to try and take a selfie with it, and the bear chased and attacked him as his friends recorded the incident on their phones from their car.
Oh, wow. Oh my God.
From their car.
Well yeah.
I mean, I'm not
They're not idiots.
Sorry, Vinny.
Dude, run faster.
Don't worry. I'm not that guy. I may like to do dumb stuff, but I'm not.
Yeah,
that's
bears,
not on my
you
list.
You don't mess with bears.
Nope. Mm. They tranquilized the bear.
Did the guy live?
No.
Oh, mauled
he did
to death.
Not. Yes, absolutely. He died on the spot.
That's a bummer on the road trip, for sure.
Coming home from a wedding party, taking a bathroom break.
Woo!
Selfie with a bear. This will be a great post, everyone.
You'll never know when your last 5 minutes are happening to you. I think a lot of us, you know, want people who get mauled by bears, you know, 5 minutes earlier, they were doing down the road, having no idea that the clock was ticking. Clock
so
was
true.
Running out.
Especially where nature's involved. That's mm-hmm. one of those things.
You can't tell nature what to do.
I have been out surfing, and 1 minute before this incident, I was just having the time of my life. And the next thing you know, I think I might die here. And then I get through it and get back out to the safety area, and there's people like, oh, hey, good morning.
I almost just died.
Never mind.
It's not a good morning.
Nature. It'll kill you.
Yes, it will. It wants to, even. I mean, it's like trying. Gotta watch out for nature. Damn.
Yeah. Scary. So, let's see here. This lady, a 29-year-old woman named Katie Holly from Melbourne, Florida, had a cockroach crawl in her ear while she was sleeping last month.
They're huge. A baby cockroach, maybe?
No. Well,
a giant cockroach crawled into her brain.
No,
all
the way into
that's
her brain?
Not true.
This story was.
What country is this in?
This is in Florida. The cockroach crawled into Katie's ear in the middle of the night. She could immediately tell something was wrong, so she went to the bathroom. She stuck a Q-tip in her ear, and that's when she pulled it out. She could see that she had two cockroach legs stuck to the Q-tip, so she knew something was in there.
Oh, my God.
She ran and woke her husband, John!
Right.
And he got tweezers and tried to pull the cockroach out, but only got two more legs.
Oh, I'm going to barf.
So now the cockroach can't even crawl out because they keep pulling the thing's legs off.
Right.
Then what happened?
They rushed her to the ER. While they waited, Katie could feel the cockroach scratching and exploring in her ear canal.
Rush her into emergency. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I did.
Well, that thing
we're
going
to need you to wait in the waiting room for 45 minutes.
The ER doctor used a shot of lidocaine to numb Katie's ear and kill the cockroach. Then he pulled it out chunk by chunk.
Oh, God.
Then what happened?
That wasn't the end, though. When the numbness subsided, Katie's ear still felt weird. So a week later, she went to the doctor who looked in the ear and realized the doctor hadn't gotten it all out. There was still roach carcass in there.
Then what happened?
Katie's doctor flushed her ear and pulled out six more pieces of roach and made her an emergency appointment with an ear, nose, throat specialist for later that day.
Oh, my God.
Then what happened?
The ENT found even more pieces of roach in her ear. And pulled out the entire head, upper torso, and more legs.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
He said that was definitely it. They finally got it all.
And so now she went to Target for earmuffs, right? I mean, do you ever sleep without your ears covered ever again?
Mm-mm. After 9 days with a roach in her ear, Katie finally had all of it removed.
Can she hear out of that ear? I mean, did the thing damage? I can't
even
imagine.
At least it wasn't in there long enough to lay eggs, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I have a picture, but it's gnarly.
Yeah, I was going to print out the picture. I just
if you want to see the picture, raise your hand.
I don't want to.
It's already up here. Right here.
Well, that's part of the roach?
That's part of the roach.
You want to see the... Do you have the roach in the ear shot?
No.
Who wants to see that?
I don't.
I don't want to see it.
Once it was over, she and her husband had pest control out to their house to spray.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And she says she will never sleep without earplugs again.
Oh, there you go. That
for the rest
hideous.
Of her life.
Wow, and she's a young thing, too.
She's going to wear earplugs.
Oh, the cockroaches in Florida, too, they're monsters. They call them palmetto bugs down there, I guess, because there's so many. They don't want to say, oh, we're loaded
roaches.
With cockroaches.
Well, it sounds a lot cuter. Palmetto.
No, it's a palmetto bug.
It sounds beautiful.
They're hideous, and they're everywhere.
I used to live in Chicago, and I said to my landlord, I go, listen, I've got cockroaches. You've got to do something about this. And he goes, not cockroach. Those are water bugs.
I knew it.
I'm like, all right, whatever they are. They look like cockroaches.
Right. Hey, since we're talking about the hospital, I have an update with Vaughn.
Oh, okay.
Vaughn, everyone is out today. You can't watch us.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Our camera guy has got something going on with his tonsils.
He said just finished up at the doctor. The doctor was able to drain everything with no issue. Headed home now. I said, thank God. Get some rest.
Yeah.
Guy's
been
well,
up all
Vaughn.
Night getting his throat.
Do you want
drained.
The truth or the palmetto bug?
Yeah, give me the palmetto bug.
A palmetto bug is a species of cockroach.
Yeah, like it's a cockroach.
A big ass gnarly one.
Yep.
Okay.
It's disgusting.
It's a full on cockroach.
Cockroach names are water bug.
Yeah.
And crouton bug. Have you ever heard of
crouton bug?
Never heard that.
Sounds
delicious.
Oh my God, I love croutons.
So awful. There's nothing worse than seeing that in your own house.
Mm. Oh, that is so true. The only thing really worse than the cockroach is those occasional gigantic potato bug things. Mm-hmm. They look like weird morphed cricket.
You don't like potato
bugs? Are those
bugs?
The ones that fold up if you touch them?
No.
Those are, what are those?
Those roly-polies?
Yeah, oh, roly-polies.
Oh, then what are potato bugs?
Potato bugs are those.
Oh,
pull up
man.
A picture of a potato bug. They're hideous. And
where
once,
do you see those?
We had one in our garage one time,
yeah,
and they're enormous.
Nice.
They're like the size of
the Jerusalem cricket.
It's like a zebra beetle or something.
I don't know that dude.
That doesn't even look like what I'm thinking
that's
of.
What, I just typed in potato bug.
Yeah, they're freaking disgusting.
I've never met that guy.
Yeah, well, I hope you never do.
People are freaking out right now. I'm eating!
Yeah, don't.
I was eating.
So, yeah.
Well, we're helping you drop a couple.
Yeah.
They're welcome.
Help you skip a meal, man.
They're on the West Coast for sure.
What,
potato bugs?
Yeah, they're hideous.
Yeah, I don't know them.
AKA Jerusalem cricket.
But
Jerusalem cricket. They do look like a weird, like an effed up cricket.
I've had some poor days, though, and I have lived places with roaches, and it is awful.
Yeah. Ugh.
And once you see them, you're like, oh, man, you're all over my stuff.
Mm. You'd think once the cockroach is, like, near your ear, you just in that it would wake you up, right? Who could sleep
you're sound
that heavily?
Well, anybody. You're asleep.
I don't know.
Yeah,
cockroaches are...
They're light. On their feet.
They move fast.
They run right into the dark place.
Hey, so the Sharks lost over the weekend, and they're out. So, thanks for the memories, boys, and we'll see you next season.
Good season, yeah.
And the Warriors won. Yay! They're up 3-1 in their series, and the next play, they could finish the Pelicans off this Tuesday here at home in Oakland, 7:30.
All right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Already told you the four is coming back. It's so weird.
I know.
Sarah just had a diatribe on how much she loves homegrown tomatoes because they taste so different. Sarah, you are a foodie. You're just not pretentious about it.
I'm not. Okay, thanks. I really don't think I am. I'll eat anything. I'll eat store-bought tomatoes. I don't want to, but I will. I buy the, heirloom tomatoes, the ones that are all funky looking there.
Yeah. I like those,
sometimes
too.
Sometimes you get really good ones.
Usually, a tomato for me is a purchase where I'm actually gambling.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I cut it open, half the time, they're garbage.
Yeah.
Junk. Like,
it's
I'm
true.
Not eating that.
I know. I don't even want a tomato a lot of times if it's just a cruddy one.
Like I've learned you got to go soft. They got to be softer. Those hard ones, you're like,
yeah,
you don't even want to eat that.
No.
How long are you going to wait for that? You're not going to wait.
It's soft, but it can't be too soft. Like there's a sweet spot with a tomato. Oh, man, please let me have some tomatoes this year for my garden. I'm working so hot out there. It's really hot in there.
You want me to send you an article about how to get bees into your greenhouse?
Sure. Oh. Actually, I planted some flowers in there to try to attract some bees in.
Don't they just love honey? Or they make their own, so they don't want your honey.
Yeah, they're looking for pollen, I guess, or whatever, you know, nectar. I haven't seen a bee in there, but I do have some tomatoes going, so I assume that they've been fertilized.
Sarah, love your yard picks. They inspired me to start my own little garden. I was wondering what type of tomatoes you planted.
Five different kinds.
Five different kinds?
Yeah, five plants. But they're,
you got the cherry tomato?
I did get a cherry. I love cherry tomatoes. A really good cherry is nice.
You got the heirloom?
All the other ones are heirloom varieties.
Oh.
Yeah, Cherokee purple, black creme.
Oh, exotic.
Two other ones. I just got them at the local nursery.
You any Batter Boys?
Batter Boys?
Better Boy?
No, I didn't.
Black creme?
But I did get a black creme.
So
green
exotic.
Zebra. You go
Boy,
green
you
zebra?
Just don't go.
No, I just went to the
slicer tomato, huh?
I went to the nursery and just looked at all the. They have all kinds of plants started there. And I didn't grow them from seed, I'm sorry to say.
Oh.
You know, I cheated. I went and bought the plants.
How about the Jubilee? You get the Jubilee?
I did not get the Jubilee.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, is it time for that?
Oh, it is.
Well, just down the horn here is a Johnny Depp story. Apparently, he got drunk and attacked someone. I also want to talk about a little bit about SNL. Donald Glover was the host, and there were some pretty funny things people are talking about. And then I have like a Kardashian, Kanye, everybody roundup. So all that and more after these.
Yeah.
And crouton bug. Have you ever
crouton
heard of
bugs? Never heard that.
Sounds delicious.
Oh my God, I love croutons.
So awful. There's nothing worse than seeing that in your own house.
Mm. Oh, that is so true. The only thing really worse than the cockroach is those occasional gigantic potato bug things. Mm-hmm. They look like weird morphed cricket.
You don't like potato bugs?
Are those
bugs?
The ones that fold up if you touch them?
No.
Those are, what are those?
Those
roly-polies?
Yeah, oh, roly-polies.
Oh, then what are potato bugs?
Potato bugs are those.
Oh,
pull up
man.
A picture of a potato bug. They're hideous. And
where do you see those?
We had one in our garage one time,
yeah,
and they're enormous.
Nice.
They're like the size of
the Jerusalem cricket.
It's like a zebra beetle or something.
I don't know that, dude.
That doesn't even look like what I'm thinking
that's
of.
I just typed in potato bug.
Yeah, they're freaking disgusting.
I've never met that guy.
Yeah, well, I hope you never do.
People are freaking out right now. I'm eating!
Yeah, don't.
I was eating.
So, yeah.
Well, we're helping you drop a couple.
Yeah.
They're
going to help you skip a meal, man.
They're on the West Coast for sure.
What,
the potato bugs?
Yeah, they're hideous.
Yeah, I don't know them.
AKA Jerusalem cricket.
But
Jerusalem cricket. They do look like a weird, like an effed up cricket.
I've had some poor days, though, and I have lived places with roaches, and it is awful.
Yeah. Ugh.
And once you see them, you're like, oh, man, you're all over my stuff.
Mm. You'd think once the cockroach is like near your ear, you just in that it would wake you up, right? Who could sleep
you're sound
that
asleep.
Heavily?
Well, anybody. You're asleep.
I don't know.
Yeah,
cockroaches are.
They're light on their feet.
They move fast.
They run right into the dark place.
Hey, so the Sharks lost over the weekend, and
they're out.
So, thanks for the memories, boys, and we'll see you next season.
Good season, yeah.
And the Warriors won. Yay! They're up 3-1 in their series. And the next play, they could finish the Pelicans off this Tuesday here at home in Oakland, 7:30.
All right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Already told you the four is coming back. It's so weird.
I know.
Sarah just had a diatribe on how much she loves homegrown tomatoes because they taste so different. Sarah, you are a foodie. You're just not pretentious about it.
I'm not. Okay, thanks. I really don't think I am. I'll eat anything. I'll eat store-bought tomatoes. I don't want to, but I will. I buy the, heirloom tomatoes, the ones that are all funky looking there.
Yeah. I like those, too.
Sometimes you get really good ones.
Usually, a tomato for me is a purchase where I'm actually gambling.
Mm-hmm.
because when I cut it open, half the time they're garbage.
Yeah.
Junk. Like, I'm not eating that.
I know. I don't even want a tomato a lot of times if it's just a cruddy one.
Like, I've learned you got to go soft. They got to be softer. Those hard ones, you're like,
yeah,
you don't even want to eat that.
No.
How long are you going to wait for that? You're not going to wait.
It's soft, but it can't be too soft. Like, there's a sweet spot with a tomato. Oh, man, please let me have some tomatoes this year for my garden. I'm working so hot out there. It's really hot in there.
You want me to send you an article about how to get bees into your greenhouse?
Sure. Right. Actually, I planted some flowers in there to try to attract some bees in.
Don't they just love honey? Or, oh, they make their own, so they don't want your honey.
Yeah, they're looking for pollen, I guess, or whatever, you know, nectar. I haven't seen a bee in there, but I do have some tomatoes going, so I assume that they've been fertilized.
Sarah, love your yard picks. They inspired me to start my own little garden. I was wondering what type of tomatoes you planted.
Five different kinds.
Five different kinds?
Yeah, five plants. But they're,
you got the cherry tomato?
I did get a cherry. I love cherry tomatoes. A really good cherry is nice.
You got the heirloom?
All the other ones are heirloom varieties.
Oh.
Yeah. Cherokee purple, black crim.
Oh, exotic.
Two other ones. I just got them at the local nursery.
You had any batter boys?
Batter boys?
Better boy?
No, I didn't.
Black crim?
But I did get a black crim.
So
green
exotic.
Zebra. You go
Boy,
green
you
zebra?
Just don't go.
No, I just went to the
slicer tomato, huh?
I went to the nursery and just looked at all the. They have all kinds of plants started there. And I didn't grow them from seed, I'm sorry to say.
Oh.
You know, I cheated. I went and bought the plants.
How about the Jubilee? You get the Jubilee?
I did not get the Jubilee.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, is it time for that?
Oh, it is.
Well, just down the horn here is a Johnny Depp story. Apparently, he got drunk and attacked someone. I also want to talk about a little bit about SNL. Donald Glover was the host, and there were some pretty funny things people are talking about. And then I have like a Kardashian, Kanye, everybody roundup. So all that and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.